Shelly, let's face it. Texting candidates is the easiest way to hire quicker today. But your cell phone doesn't connect to your ATS. You're sharing your personal number with strangers. That's pretty scary, right, Shelly? And it's not even legally compliant.
This is where our friends at RecText come in. They've created simple yet powerful text recruiting software that works with your ATS. Plus, it's designed by recruiters for recruiters, so you know it works. To learn more and book a demo, visit www.rectxt.com, mention the Recruitment Flex, and get 10% off annual plans.
Welcome to the Recruitment Flex with Serge and Shelly. I'm Serge.
And I'm Shelly. And we talk all things recruitment starting right now.
Bonjour and welcome to the Recruitment Flex. At Unleash, we had the pleasure to interview friend of the show, Ilya Brodsky, CEO of VanHack. And VanHack is such a fascinating story. Listen in and enjoy.
For our audience that may not remember the last time you were on the show,
right?
Give us a recap of VanHack.
Sure.
And talk a little bit about what's your impression here of Unleash, Las Vegas?
Yeah. Well, to answer the last question first, it's actually my second day ever in Las Vegas. Yesterday was my first day I've ever been to Las Vegas. And I'm in my mid-30s, so you hear a lot about it over your life, and actually going in real life has been a lot of fun and a pleasantly surprising, smooth experience. I'm a fan of this place, at least after 48 hours, or not even. And VanHack, very simply, is a van that is full of hackers that delivers talent. That's what I've been saying here. And people have been understanding. It's a community of software engineers from all around the world that are interested in international opportunities. And we help them move either physically or digitally to those opportunities and have made almost 2,000 hires to date.
Congratulations. Touching 2,000 people's lives and more than that.
Yeah.
Because I see your posts welcoming foreign talent, whether they're coming to Canada, the US, but they've always got family with them.
Yeah.
And that is just, it's just heartwarming.
Or
dogs and a bike.
And all of the above. Yes, it is a family.
Yeah. It really is amazing how many lives you've been able to touch. I just think what you're doing is fantastic.
It's very personal for me. I'm an immigrant and my parents made the decision to move to Canada in 93, which is 30 years ago. And that kind of experience stuck with me. So now every time we make a hire and I see someone with either they have young kids or will have young kids after they relocate, I kind of feel like I'm giving that kid the life I had in a way, if that's nice.
Very meaningful.
Right? And it's like meaningful. I often reflect on what my life would have been like if I had stayed in the Soviet Union, which is now Russia. I would not be an HR tech founder at Las Vegas. I would probably be in the army. Yeah.
What have you thought about the show itself?
I've been to a lot of conferences and I have been to Unleash in Amsterdam before back in 2018. I think the whole America aspect is something that I personally have, as a Canadian, not been exposed to as much as I would like to. And I feel like coming here allows me to speak to the most relevant either HR tech vendors or HR tech decision makers. It's awesome. I'm having a blast. I'm having a great time.
What did you call it again?
It's HR tech heaven.
But not HR tech. It's Unleash, everyone.
Yes.
We're at Unleash.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny because they used to be HR tech world and they rebranded to Unleash.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
The one I went to in Amsterdam in 2018 was actually called HR tech world. And then if I'm not crazy, I might be making this up, but
we'll check your facts.
Yes, yeah. We're going to have to fact check.
Community note me.
Tell me what's going on with VanHack right now.
Yeah.
What's the future looking like?
Well, I mean, like everyone, it's AI, isn't it? You already know the answer to this question. It feels like everyone's talking about that. And to be honest, it is the future for us because we've created this unique data set of people's skills and how well those match with specific jobs. So we've created our own internal matching algorithm using machine learning and AI. We're always looking to improve that. But one thing that it was almost like a side product that we developed was this English assessment, where we've had 40,000 people do self-serve video English assessments and had those graded by ESL school. A human actually went in and said, this person has fluent English or this person has an intermediate English. And with creating that data set of 40,000, so we're able to now take all new videos that we ingest and automatically score them with 99% accuracy. All this to say, from a 30-second video of you speaking, you can categorize someone's English ability. And what I want to do, or am doing, is putting that on the blockchain so it's immutable. And therefore, that candidate can then port that skill. That's kind of what I've been thinking about.
Would this be a separate offering from your main offering?
Or I have no idea yet.
Are you trying to be a SaaS player? Is that you're going?
I think as a marketplace, you always are envious. If you're a SaaS, you're always envious of marketplaces. If you're a marketplace, you're always envious of SaaS. Because I talked to some of my SaaS founder like friends, and they're like, wow, Ilya, if you can grow your revenue so quickly. I'm like, yeah, but it's not guaranteed. I start every month at zero.
Yeah.
But if you look at like, an Uber, what they're doing with Uber One and other marketplaces, DoorDash, I believe, has something like DashPass, it's kind of a natural evolution.
Perfect.
Have you seen any vendors or any tech here that you think they're just not going to make it?
Name names.
No, you don't
that
have
guy
to name
Omar.
Names.
That guy Omar from JobPixel, he seems like he's not going to make it. And I can only say that because I think the opposite. But no, I think just the fact that you're here, and it might not be this venture or this product or this offering, but if you're putting yourself out there, investing time and money and creating solutions in the world that you want to see, this startup might fail. And this is Tony Robbins' rah-rah stuff, but it's true. Look at Instagram. It was like a podcast app, and then it turned bourbon, right? And then it turned to Instagram. I don't want to name names of people who I think are going to...
I think
maybe the DEI space, to be a little bit honest and maybe too blunt, is a bit saturated. Mm. I feel like it's becoming almost a trope, if that makes sense. There's so many DEI software companies that maybe there should just be one. Maybe there'll be consolidation in the space. I'm not saying any specific one is bad or not, but there might be like too many players in the space. Frankly, the same with recruitment. Maybe it's good that some of them won't be around and get acquired. But the market feels like there's a lot of shady fellows or shady people in the recruitment market. I feel like by saying that, I almost am like throwing shade at myself, but it's actually because I came from ed tech and didn't really mean to build a recruiting company that I can see it objectively, because I get the spam too. So maybe those people won't make it.
Well, they've been around for a long, long time.
Well, a version of them has, right? Specific entities. Yes. Infosys, sure, it's very well known, but it's almost like a pirate.
And you always know when it's an at Gmail account.
That's suspicious.
Yes,
and
always.
The signature has pictures and stuff.
I never respond. Never respond.
Yeah.
But really interesting observation. I'm glad you pointed it out, because it is true. There's a lot of DE&I solutions where they're putting technology into play. Serge and I talked to one here this morning, and when we really pressed them for, well, how is that really solving DE&I?
Yeah.
Well, because we can tell they're women, was the response. We're slowly backing away. I think my phone's ringing.
It's like they see it as a problem that people want to solve, and they see the dollar signs. Yes. So they're like, let's just throw SaaS or tech or software at the problem without actually understanding the root cause, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what we're seeing with AI in some ways too right now?
Yeah.
Like, is it really AI? Because AI is the hottest thing in HR tech. People are just saying, I've got AI.
It's like
in
those
my
blockchain
tool.
Bros, you know, all the Web3 bros are now AI bros, or let's like not have a gender associated, but those people who are really into Web3 are now really into AI. So there's a little bit of hype and bubble, but at the same time, it's like when electricity was created or when the iPhone came out. Electricity wasn't the reason that Coca-Cola became popular, but the reason that Coca-Cola could make really good refrigeration machines from electricity, they used the AI, they used the technology to develop something unique for themselves, and that's where the value was captured, right? It's like the internet. Obviously, I use the internet, like, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
I use AI, who doesn't?
Good analogy.
It could be that.
I 100% think it's exactly going to be that. There's the internet, then there was the advent of mobile phones, and AI is the next big thing that will change.
The auto chat GPT thing, I need to drink, apparently. I heard that there's that game,
yeah,
the drinking
that's
game.
Right.
But like the auto bots or whatever, you can tell it to solve a problem and it'll go and create. It's a matter of time before there's an AI recruiter where you just tell it like, hey, go hire me XYZ person, and it goes out and starts
that. Do you think it will replace that human element? Because it's one of the challenges that we see in the recruitment.
No, it won't replace. I think the whole theme of freeing HR up to be able to do the things that they do best and being human will be very applied here in AI. But maybe on the flip side, if you're a photographer and all of a sudden Midjourney can like create really good pictures, you might be out of a job. Or maybe your job becomes using Midjourney really well.
Yeah, it's where they talk about prompt engineers.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of that, but you've really nailed it. I think it will simplify a lot of recruiters' life,
by having them focus on the things that actually make the difference.
I think recruiters at the end of the day just want to like sit on the beach with a margarita and just like talk to people all day.
That's why I'm in it.
That's why I'm in it too, right?
So any software that helps them get closer to that state.
Yes, closer to the private island and fruity rum drinks, my feet.
Well,
yeah, and just like chatting, are you going to accept the offer, yes or no? Okay. Does your spouse have any questions? Any hidden reasons why you may or may not be a good fit for my company? These things that the human, the talent acquisition person, recruiter can do that, frankly, I don't want AI to do. No. I don't want AI to help me make a decision to move to a new job or a new country, or you know what I mean? I want the person that has lived there and been there and done that to be my guide, and then a host of other decision, if that makes sense.
2023 has been a challenging market for a lot of people. What's your forecast for the recruitment and hiring
much
space?
Worse.
You think, yeah?
I don't know. Who knows? I hope it doesn't get worse. I hope it gets better. Frankly, I could use some good news. I don't know about you all, but as a company that is very much dependent on demand for talent, obviously we've been hit by this recession or whatever you call it. But with challenge comes opportunity, and you try and think outside the box and all those cliches you want to put into the answer. I don't think it's going to get much worse. You look around, people want to do business. People want to buy stuff. People want to innovate. Yeah.
I agree. I think we're seeing a lot of activity across the board, but it depends.
Everything's on sale.
Yeah. Well, and the flip side, according to every vendor we've talked to here, business is booming.
Oh, really? It's not the case for us.
They're full of shit. Let's just admit it.
Me? Like, no,
them. Not you. Them.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a tough market. So, Ilya, this was fantastic.
Yeah,
really
thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Good to meet you in real life.
Yes. It's perfect.
Hopefully we can talk off the record too.
We will.
Turn the mics off. Bye now.
Bye.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.